Books on Tape presents Pilgrims by Elizabeth Gilbert, read by Colleen Marlowe.
When that April with his sure sute, the drach of marsh hath persed to the rute, and bathed every vein in sweet liqueur, of which vertu engendered is the fleur. When Zephyr's ache with his sweet breath, inspired hath in every holt and heath, the tendre crapes and the junge insune, hath in the ram his half-fed course irune, and smalle fulles mac in melody, that sleepen are they meeked with alp and e. So pricketh em nature in here carages, then longin folk to gon on pilgrimages.
Geoffrey Chaucer. Pilgrims.
When my old man said he'd hired her, I said, "A girl? A girl, when it wasn't that long ago women couldn't work on this ranch even as cooks, because the wranglers got shot over them too much. They got shot even over the ugly cooks, even over the old ones." I said, "A girl? She's from Pennsylvania," my old man said. "She'll be good at this." "She's from what?" When my brother Crosby found out, he said, "Time for me to find new work when a girl starts doing mine." My old man looked at him. "I heard you haven't come over Dutch Oven Pass once this season. You haven't been asleep on your horse or reading a goddamn book. Maybe it's time for you to find new work anyhow." He told us that she showed up somehow from Pennsylvania in the sorriest piece of shit car he'd ever seen in his life. She asked him for 5 minutes to ask for a job, but it didn't take that long. She flexed her arm for him to feel, but he didn't feel it. He liked her, he said, right away. He trusted his eye for that, he said, after all these years.